Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are listening to the Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. Each week, we spotlight members of the WordPress community. I'm your host, Doc Pop. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine and my contributions over on the TorqueMag.io. You can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere you find podcasts. And you can also download episodes directly from WMR.fm. Black Friday and Cyber Monday are coming up, and I'm wondering if you're ready. In this episode, we're sitting down with Josh Daly, a product marketing manager from WP Engine, to talk about last-minute tips and tricks to make sure your e-commerce site is ready for the biggest sales weekend of the year. Josh, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Always a joy to talk to you, Doc.
Absolutely. And it was great seeing you at WordCamp US. And we're going to talk about e-commerce and about Cyber Weekend. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Black Friday, Cyber Weekend right after that. Yes.
Right on. So before we get into that, I want to hear a little bit. I know you've been in the WordPress game for a minute. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got into WordPress?
Yeah, for sure. I actually got started back in 2012-ish, I want to say. I was content creating, doing a lot of video content at that time. And the customers that I had were asking for ways to distribute that content. So we started looking at website options, and I'm kind of one of those guys that will start tinkering at anything and say, oh, you want to do that? I guess I'll figure out a way to get that done. And so I just pressed in on WordPress and figured out a way to get it onto my own server with .org. And then the rest is kind of history from there. But I will note that one of my first hosting providers was WP Engine. And so to be on their team now after this time frame has been awesome, because I was an early adapter with them because of the pharma hacks and that kind of stuff happening at that time. And they provided a solution where I could go in and be creative still, without having to worry about my site's backend and hacks and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got started.
And now that you're at WP Engine, are you working on anything kind of e-commerce related for WP Engine users?
Yeah, definitely. So my whole role is in the e-commerce space, the e-commerce sphere. So I was building after I got into the website building side, then I started getting requests for e-commerce sites, and I started working with WooCommerce. And so it was kind of a natural progression to then be product marketing manager of the e-commerce solution here at WP Engine.
Well, let's get into it. I like e-commerce. I like to shop online. And we are coming up, as of recording, I think when this goes up, I think we'll be close to Cyber Weekend, and, sales are already kind of starting to pop up, or at least hints of sales. Is it too late for site owners to worry about, at this point, should they just lock in, or should they continue worrying about having their site ready for Cyber Weekend?
I mean, as a rule of thumb, people say if you're planning your sale you should, for like a major event like that, you should actually start thinking about it the year ahead, you know? So you really want to be pressing into it, especially if you're talking about what server should I be on? Do I have everything configured properly? At this point, you should really be thinking about the marketing plan and that, but there are some little things that you could still be doing around the testing side of things that you should be thinking about. To make sure that all of the things you're about to send out, you know, email blasts or social campaigns, and you want to make sure that that site is performing at its best, and you want to make sure that the add to cart button is working or that the checkout flow is working and that they're going to have a good experience during the complete buyer journey.
And I think we're going to talk about how to test, and we're going to talk about load testing in a minute. But before we do, you kind of brought up some things. There's stuff beyond even website optimization. You're mentioning things like is your payment solution like ready or whatever? Is there? I'm just kind of curious. Is there any testing people should be doing now to make sure Visa and PayPal are going to be working during that weekend?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, the most. Even if you talk to agencies, most of them are using manual testing process. So just getting in and acting as a customer can be a huge win for you. You'll uncover a lot of stuff. If you don't always, you know, act as the owner of the site or the developer of the site, it's sometimes a good practice for you to just go in and act like, hey, I'm a new user, first time user. You go through the buyer experience. And you can uncover all kinds of things that way.
And what you're talking about, I believe WooCommerce, which is probably what most WordPress websites are using for the e-commerce sites, WooCommerce would have some sort of like test option. Or are you talking about actually signing up as a customer and running a real credit card?
Yeah, I mean, you could do both. There are sandbox ways to do stuff, but... you know, as you know, even in using local development and that kind of stuff, when you push live, the game's different. And so it's a good idea to run a transaction with your own credit card, and then you can refund yourself if you need to do that. But I would say do both. Do the sandbox testing, but you're at this point, like we were talking about, if you're site is live, there's very little you should be changing because you don't want to break something in the process in the live development process when you're this close to a big event. So at this point, you should be really focused on, is the UX working the way that it should? Is everything working as it should, rather than making big changes to the infrastructure?
Absolutely. So I should not be A/B testing for site optimization right now. I should be making sure that my fundamentals work. And so let's talk about the testing that we do want to do, which is stress testing, right?
Yes, you can do stress testing, but I would, highly recommend. Like again, this is another one of those things. If we're talking about the big event itself, I would be more in touch with your hosting provider, your server, your developers, whoever that is, and making sure that they've done what they're supposed to do to make these things work. The stuff that you can be testing, you know, as a marketer or whatever, if you're A/B testing something, it really should just be your CTAs, your campaigns, and that kind of stuff. On a stress testing side, you want to make sure at the base level, you're able to go back to your hosting provider and be like, hey, is my site ready to handle this influx of traffic that I'm about to have?
Now, is this something, is this load testing something that your web provider would have, like a button you can click on the dashboard, or is this an extra tool that you would use?
It really depends on the developer that you're working with. If you're a developer, you probably have your own sets of tools. And then there's variations of open source tools that you can use to do this. Or a lot of times people will write their own testing And then there's obviously premium tools that you can use, but it's not built into your hosting provider. The other thing you're going to want to do is if you're getting a bunch of bots to ping your site, you're going to need to let your host know so that they don't block the test from happening or freeze it up. So you're going to want to let your hosting provider know, hey, I'm about to do this load testing, and you're going to see a lot more traffic than normal to make sure that they're not going to block you because of they think it's an attack on you or something.
Absolutely. Let's take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about just a little bit more about load testing and what to do with what you learn from your load testing. So stay tuned after this break.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You're listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. I'm your host, Doc Pop. We're talking about e-commerce and getting ready for Cyber Weekend and making sure that your site is ready to handle the massive traffic that you're going to be receiving over that time. I'm talking to Josh Daly here. And you know, Josh, before the break, we were talking about load testing. Did you have more you wanted to say about load testing itself?
Yeah, I just think that on an overarching scale, load testing is something that's really important in, especially if you're using WooCommerce, which the primary audience to this podcast would be using, because of the way that WordPress and WooCommerce handles transactions, things like cart fragments can cause a strain. And then because of the fact that a lot of times there's people on budget hosting or these different ways of handling this throughout the year, maybe you don't have the same level of traffic. There's different things that you need to think about when you're about to have an event. You know, you're going to have spikes in traffic, and you got to think that that's going to have a different impact on your site. So you're thinking about bandwidth, and you're thinking about how does WooCommerce handle that. And another big thing to think about when you're thinking of load testing is that you can't just do the standard maybe homepage. You want to be checking different pages on your site, and you want to check with items in the cart and with items outside of the cart. So there's multiple variations of the way that the site functions, and it will depend on those things, whether caching is enabled or different things like that, that will help with performance at different points. And so those can all have an impact on whether the site can handle the level of traffic or not. So you have to have different variations of testing that you're doing to really get a read on whether it can handle the traffic.
Now, you mentioned cart fragmentation, and I'm going to raise my hand and say, I don't know what that is. I'm going to pretend that I don't know. Could you walk me through that?
Yeah, so cart fragments is what WooCommerce uses to keep the cart notifications and the tally of what's in the cart up to date in real time without refreshing the page every time you use the add to cart function. Now, this is a great thing because you're a dynamic website and people want to know in real time. I mean, it contributes to cart abandonment when this information isn't staying up to date. But essentially, that Ajax script that's used is used on every page across the site. And it's used even on pages where the cart is not enabled. And it keeps checking and is pinging that anytime WooCommerce is installed. And so Cart Fragments has a positive from the side of dynamic usability, but it also has a negative on performance, especially for people interacting with the cart. And so there's some methods that people suggest, like just disable cart fragments, but that creates a trade-off, right? If you now the ping is not happening, but I'm unable to use the dynamic cart functionality that tells me, you know, that how many items are in the cart. There's other things like WP Engine recently released a product called Live Cart that allows you to continue using that dynamic cart functionality by optimizing the way that cash is used across the store. And it actually allows for more concurrent shoppers to be on the site at the same time, utilizing the cart without dropping connections. So more stability, better performance of the cart, faster load times without losing connections are really important things. So you really want to know if you're going to have, you know, 25, 30, 40 shoppers shopping at the same time because you sent out an email blast. This is when WooCommerce on a budget host will start. You'll start feeling the pressure from that, and you'll start losing connections because of that.
So you're actually mentioning something kind of different than I expected. We're talking about disabling cart fragmentations or not, caching enhancements. But I feel like you're talking about them as if these are things that you're going to kind of want to do differently during Cyber Weekend than you would the rest of the year. Am I imagining that, or are we talking about these are things that should always be going on for maximum performance?
I mean, so you would want to do it year round for maximizing performance because you never know when there's going to be the influx of traffic. But the time that you're going to feel it with things like, the way that cache is enabled, right? WooCommerce has cache recommendations, for example, and they make these recommendations. And if somebody comes to your site and they're visiting your site for the first time, cache is cache and it's just going to work. But after the cart is used is when cache stops being applied because they do a cache exclusion that tells the site to stop. Now, there's reasons for that. And some of those reasons are because, a form and the dynamic functionality of the cart need to continue to work. And if you don't cache correctly or have cache configured correctly, those things will stop functioning, right? Well, with something like EverCache, it will cache 90% more of your pages without breaking the dynamic functionality of the site. The benefit of that is anybody using the cart on your site is going to be able to continue navigating the site, have better performance throughout the complete buyer journey. And they're only going to feel that change, though, if items have been added to the cart or removed from the cart. So most of the time, like if you run a Google page speed test, for example, and you're like, well, this is how I'm going to test whether my site's performing well or not. Google page speed insights, Pingdom, these other page speed tests only check one page at a time. It's not checking the entire site. So if they say, well, I've load tested my site by running a page speed test from Google, what they're actually doing is only checking the performance of that page, and they're not checking it after items have been added or removed from the cart. And WooCommerce feels the most pressure, the most weight after the cart's been utilized. So if you're running a big event, then it starts making more sense that those things become more useful at that moment, but they're things that you should be running all the time, right? Better caching is something you want to run on your site, no matter if it's a big event or not. But during the big event is when you're going to feel the benefits the most.
You mentioned better caching. I just want to clarify, you're not talking about like a plugin called Better Caching.
Just better caching in general is like, we're always working to optimize how cache works, especially for a store. Because again, similar to the cart fragments functionality, a lot of times what people will do when they're on a dynamic site, whether that's WooCommerce or an LMS or whatever, where you're creating these personalized experiences, if you have cache configured wrong, what ends up happening is some of the data gets saved in, and can be shown to, like, let's say you're filling out a form and you put in your name and credit card information and that stuff, and the cache is configured improperly, it will save that and it will show it the next time somebody tries to enter information in the form. So now you're exposing your data publicly to the next shopper visiting that form, another customer's data to that. That's not a good thing. And so how you have your cache configured is it's a science and it's an art, you know, it's an art form to make sure that you're able to continue serving pages two times faster, because that's the benefit of cache, but not caching pages that are going to end up showing exposing data or breaking some kind of site functionality because it needed the dynamic ability and it couldn't just serve the content as static, right? So that's really where things like cache are a performance benefit all the time. You got to be looking at the various types of caching and making sure that those are configured properly. And it's especially important for e-commerce sites.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm struggling to think of a cache rules everything around me joke here. Gosh, you have to have one. Do you have like web caching rules everything around me, like on a neon sign in the background of your office? I could totally see that.
Oh, I should do that though. I don't right now. But yeah, I could get an old school gobo and just like shine it up on the wall next time we talk.
You could just lie to you, it's a podcast. So
yeah, exactly. I'll just lie to you and say it is. It's shining behind me right now.
Boy, is it. Well, we're going to take another quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Josh Daly on our final tips for improving e-commerce in preparation for Cyber Weekend and how to leverage PageSpeed Insights to improve your core web vitals. So stay tuned.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
You're listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. I'm your host, Doc Pop, talking with Josh Daly about how to make sure your site is ready for the busiest sales weekend of the year. Cyber Wednesday. That would be a great one. Cyber Weekend is coming up. Well, we've got Cyber Monday. We've got...
Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday. That's right.
Thursday. We'll add Cyber Wednesday right after Giving Tuesday.
So we've talked a lot. We were talking mostly about optimization, and kind of surprisingly, I feel like previous years, or at least in any other website conversation, you wouldn't mention optimization without mentioning JPEGs or WebP or image optimization. Is that a thing that e-commerce site owners still need to worry about, is making sure their images are optimized? Or is that something that you're assuming they probably have that figured out right now?
Yeah, you know, I would say that is where a store should be focusing their efforts this close to the holiday is kind of the things that we overlook maybe for the rest of the year that are just those kind of standard maintenance and best practices, things that we can be looking at. Like, you know, maybe it's time to start looking at the best of posts that you had, updating that content, making sure your SEO is really on point, making sure your evergreen content is actually evergreen. And then when you talked about the images and that kind of stuff, checking your product pages, making sure, here's an interesting stat for you about images and video content, is that 25% of returns on a store, e-commerce store, are because the product didn't look like what the description was or what the image looked like when they got it in real life. So if you want to lower those return rates and then also improve on your cart abandonment, you need to be really thinking about how do I highlight my products with good product images, with good video content, you know, to really show off these products and so that when they get them, I'm not going to also be inundated with a bunch of returns because it didn't look anything like what the product had promised, you know.
While still keeping in mind loading and making sure you're not going too heavy on images.
Exactly. Correct? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Because like you had mentioned, different format types. I mean, if you're using animated GIFs still as the way that you're demonstrating your products, that's a big problem, right? You want to move to more modern compression methods, like WebM for your video, and you know, MP4 is a backup, and you can look at WebP for your images. But then, you know, have good backups in place as well, so that for browsers that don't support those more modern types, or for people who are lagging behind the curve, maybe on adoption.
Yeah, I love GIFs to death. I've been a GIF artist for a very long time. And GIFs absolutely do not belong on my site anymore. I need to go through and switch over to, I love them, but yeah, their time has come. You know, you mentioned before the break, page speed insights. Can you talk to us about what that is and what people need to do with page speed insights?
Yeah, for sure. The biggest thing that I would say using a tool like, so Google has Google PageSpeed Insights. It's open to everybody to use. You're able to run these performance tests, and they have ratings that they give your site with opportunities for improvement. And I'd keep in mind that when you're using a tool like that, really those numbers that they give, whether it's an 80 or 100 or a 95 or whatever, those are not percentages. Whatever number they're giving you is not a percentage. It's more of a metric for you to look at. How do you compare to other sites that have similar things going on? So what you need to do if you're using a tool like that is just make sure that you're using it as a metric for you to continue to improve, continuing to monitor the performance of your site, and then keep in mind, like I said earlier, that when you run those tests, you're only testing the page that you're on. So don't think if you test your homepage that you're also checking your product pages, or if you're checking your product page, you're not also checking your store page with all the products on it. And you're going to want to pick several different pages that you're using to check. And if you have a product, for example, that is your number one selling product, or you only have a few products on your site, I would check all of those and be able to test every one of those pages to continue to use it as a means of getting better at your optimization, and treat it like another way that you're improving SEO on your site. And a similar method to that, right? Like you're going in and you're always checking this stuff, and you're working on improving that all the time. You want to do the same thing with your performances. Keep checking it. It's not, oh, I set it and forget it kind of a thing. You want to keep testing, but make sure that you're testing from the same place all the time. Noting that, like, if you're doing the test internally with a plugin, a lot of times it's pinging from the same location that you don't have control over where it's pinging from, what tower or what server area it's pinging from. And so that's going to have an impact on the results that come back to you. Is location, like how close to the data center are you? So those are some things that I think about it when using the PageSpeed Insights.
Well, Josh, I really appreciate your time today. And I hope that everybody who's listening, who is getting ready for Cyber Weekend, is going to have a smooth and pleasant Cyber Weekend. Maybe the best e-holiday of the year for you. If you'd like to learn more about what Josh Daly is up to, you can visit him on Twitter at Josh Daly. And that's it for this episode of Press This. Thanks for listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. You can follow my adventures on Twitter over on at the Torque Mag, which is the website that I write for and do tutorials for. You can also subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or you can download it directly from WMR.fm. I'm your host, Dr. Popular. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to spotlight members of the community each and every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.